This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, have you heard of Burns, Oregon? One community at a time standing up against what? Well, yeah, you got it, the totalitarians. One person at a time, one community at a time, that's the way it's done. And you know, Burns, Oregon, and now that we've had this shedding of American patriotic blood in Burns, Oregon, It is the shot heard around the world. There's no doubt about it. A lot of people are saying today that we start to look at what happened with Lavoie Finicum and the murder that took place at the hands of the Oregon State Police and also the Harney County Sheriff's Department. Their little plan for arresting Ammon Bundy and others, well, it kind of went awry. As they ambushed Ammon Bundy, and, well, Lavoie Finicum. The issue is that the federal government ambushing Americans on American soil is, it's something that's just not so near and dear to us. Should I say Waco? Should I say Ruby Ridge? Well, we had that in Oregon, and you know what? The repercussions, it's not over. The totalitarians that are up there in Burns, Oregon, and Harney County, they're being outed. Yeah, they're being outed by their own people. They don't even know it. The Constitution is alive and well in Burns, Oregon. It's a wonderful thing, this Constitution, especially when the Constitution is put in the face of the totalitarians. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people that are afraid of the Constitution. Sheriff David Ward, as an example, a buffoon of a sheriff. A sheriff who has no skills, no background in law enforcement. A sheriff who is really somebody who is manipulated. No question about it, David Ward is a hack for the One World Order people. He doesn't even know it. But I do know one thing. He knows he's conflicted. He is absolutely conflicted. And he's going to become even more conflicted in the days ahead, because if the people up there in Burns, Oregon, think that for one second we are going to forget Lavoie Finicum, they are gravely mistaken. What we're going to do, we patriots are going to break out the Constitution, and we're going to behave constitutionally. You see, the one thing that was happening with Lavoie was he was not being illegal when he was murdered. It was the government that was being illegal when they murdered Lavoie. The Constitution will rise, and people will rise up because of the Constitution. And in fact, one would say, in fact, I'm going to say it right now, it was because of the Constitution and the people in Harney County and all other places in eastern Oregon, and perhaps more than eastern Oregon, how about Portland, that we're starting to realize, you know, there's something wrong with our government, because they're really not acting according to the Constitution. People were waking up, and they sort of blew it yesterday at their press conference. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. When they kind of revealed that, you know, gosh, they had a rebellion going on their hands. People were exercising their First Amendment rights. So we must kill people. We must murder people. We must make a statement. There must be blood in the streets of America. The government must put down this rebellion of the Constitution in Harney County, in Burns, Oregon. Well, it's not succeeding, it's spreading. You see, this is what happens to the totalitarians when they want to, well, destroy the Constitution, trample upon the Constitution. Things start to move and shake, and it's one person at a time that's doing it. So welcome to the show. I do want to say our thoughts and prayers go out to Lavoie Finicum and his family, and all the other patriots that are, well, that know Lavoie Finicum. And, you know, the brave people that were up there, and my understanding is that pretty much the refuge has been cleared out, except for, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? These people will never stop. The crisis actors have settled into the refuge. We now have the crisis actors that have taken over the Malheur Refuge. As the Bundy people leave, crisis actors enter, and we have the evidence. Yes, you must sign a contract, a release, a talent release. This is all, this is, you talk about funny, but there's a whole bunch of videos that have come out on YouTube. Well, not a whole, but I saw the first one, I saw a second one, where you see these really buffoonish people behind a backhoe. As it turns out, they're crisis actors, and we have the actual evidence for that. Which is just hysterical, because these are guys you never see pictured in any of the pictures, and they come up acting like fools and buffoons, the typical, atypical, stereotypical type that the government would say is, of course, our own terrorist organization. You see, if you are a constitutionalist, you're a terrorist in this country. I don't know if you know that or not. But that's the way it rolls here in America. This was something that this country decided when President Barack Hussein Obama came on board. Janet Napolitano labeled anybody who is in the Tea Party, anybody who's a patriot, anybody who's in the patriot movement, anybody who feels like the Constitution prevails, we're terrorists. That's been on for a long time. You see, we're domestic terrorists. Of course, I guess those domestic terrorists don't extend to ISIS training camps in the United States, the 13 or 14 that there are out there. Nobody's seeming to want to bust those. Now, are they? The feds don't do anything about that. But if a patriot comes up and protests what the government is doing and what the government, how the government is stealing, which has been going on for a long time, oh, we can't have that. We must kill them. And that's exactly what it was called for. You see, the rebellion that was growing, that was brewing, had to be stopped in Burns. Because as the rebellion grows, and by the way, it's going to grow like a prairie fire now, even stronger. But as it was brewing, they were losing control. Governor Brown is her name, it was losing control of the situation. People were learning that what was going on with the government and the BLM, the brown shirts as we call them, the BLM was out of control and illegal, and illegally seizing property. That could not happen. They had to get rid of the people that were bringing this news and information to everybody. So they rounded up the usual suspects, and they ambushed them. It was a straight-up ambush that happened on 395 north of Burns, Oregon, two nights ago. It was a straight-up ambush. Don't let anybody fool you. A well-thought-out, calculated ambush. And dozens of men in tactical gear ambushed Ammon Bundy and Lavoie Finicum and killed Lavoie Finicum. Murdered Lavoie Finicum. I will say that a lot about Lavoie Finicum. He was murdered. We will not let this go. We will not let this go. It's going to continue to move on through the news cycle. We know that Fox News and all these other news agencies out there are covering up everything in Burns because they're on the government side. We understand that. But the alternative media is still alive and well, and we're not going to let it go. This is absolutely a treasure trove of information for all of us in the alternative media, what's going on in Harney County. It's absolute treasure trove for the One World Order, folks. I mean, you have players like Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. You have players like Tom Steyer, Jerry Brown. Hello. I mean, it's a treasure trove. And we're going to roll it out for you in the weeks ahead. We're more than happy to tell you the truth about what is really, truly going on with government officials in Oregon. More than happy to. Because it's our responsibility as American citizens to tell you the truth. It's our responsibility to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, yesterday a press conference was held with all the players, if you will, that were involved in the shooting. The murderous thugs that we call the government had a press conference up in Burns, Oregon. And somewhat smirky, smiling faces of law enforcement as they have done their dastardly deed to destroy the Ammon Bundy protest situation up in the refuge. And it was interesting because David Ward, the hapless, buffoonish sheriff up there in Harney County, unconstitutional sheriff. He's not a constitutional sheriff. He doesn't know what the Constitution is all about. I think he's surprised to understand he has any kind of authority at all. Well, you know, being the sheriff in Harney County, he's supposed to be the constitutional chief of state, I guess you can say. He doesn't know that. He's clueless. Well, that's because he's a lapdog of the governor and the other One World Order types. You see, because he's sitting. What they need is somebody to take care of the goods up in Harney County, the trillions of dollars worth of uranium and thorium and cesium and all this other stuff that's up there. Plus, you know, you got gold, and plus you got geothermal. You've just got an endless bounty of energy products. That's why Uranium One is up there. That's why Hillary Rodham Clinton sold the rights to Uranium One. Well, sold the rights, gave the rights, if you will, for payment for the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this whole thing is interconnected, and as we get more and more into the emails, we hope the last email dump starts to put some real light on the Hillary Clinton connection to Harney County. There's plenty of connectivity there. Bill Clinton actually received $500,000 for one speech in Moscow from Uranium One for the Clinton Foundation, of course, after they got the rights to uranium in, Harney County, get it? During Hillary Clinton's Secretary of Statehood. That's how it rolls, and, you know. You see, this is how the One World Order people roll, ladies and gentlemen. They just, because they've got billions of dollars on their own, they think they can do whatever they want to do, and they're doing it. That's just the way it is. So you have all these One World Order folks, and they're in the power positions, and especially here in the United States. We're just giving away, selling out all of our, I guess we're selling out all of our natural resources. You see, the United States of America has enormous natural resources, like gold, like coal, like oil, like uranium, like all the different things that all the energy, all the people that want to have nuclear bombs, and I want to say farming as well, because we have vast swaths, especially here in California, of precious farmland. See, what people don't understand about farmland in the world, there's not a lot of it. So you see, the natural resources race is on by the One World Order people. This is what the United Nations Agenda 21 is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about stealing your property. We've been telling you that. It's all about stealing your property and ultimately stealing you and your family, destroying you and your family. And, you know, with the One World Order people, they like eugenics, so they didn't even like you on the planet. You see, the fewer of us means the more of their wealth is of the world to them. That's the way they roll. That's the way the game is played. That's fundamentally what it's all about. It's the most corrupt establishment on the planet. It's corruption on a massive scale, and it's unbridled right now. It's not reined in. Somebody has to rein it in. And that's where it's going to come to us Americans, one person at a time. That's what I'm telling you. The one person at a time thing works. And it certainly worked up there in Burns County. You can see how this whole thing played out. Chris Ann Hall comes to town. She's invited. I mean, if you've never had the Chris Ann Hall experience, hello, wake up. I just cracked up when I thought she sent me a flyer. She's been at the Liberty Tour, three of the four Liberty Tours. And that's why I say, if you've never had the Chris Ann Hall effect, you better start checking out your YouTube. She's got a daily radio show she puts out once an hour. She's very religious about it. And she told me one of the Liberty Tours, it's like giving birth. And I told her, because she does it once 1 hour a day. I do it 3 hours a day. And I said to Chris Ann, I said, let's do it 3 hours a day and give birth 3 hours a day, three times a day. But, you know, she's very, very dedicated. She travels all around the country. She carries her radio equipment with her, and she does her daily broadcast on Genesis News Network. And boom, there you go. But she is a warrior for the Constitution. And, you know, that the Chris Ann effect is huge. So she gets invited to Harney County on the 17th and 18th of January. And why? To teach about the Constitution, because the people don't know. The people are thirsting for knowledge about the Constitution. And we know that. That's why we do the Liberty Tour, hello. So that we can teach you about the Constitution, about liberty, why it's so important. The people of Burns, Oregon have been stifled. Their liberty has been taken away from them. And to find out that little tiny book we carry around with us all the time, the Constitution, there it sits. The information's right there to liberate you. You just have to know how to navigate it. And it's pretty simple. But people have forgotten about the Constitution. People have forgotten about what it's like to have liberty and to preserve liberty. Now we're finding out the consequences for our ignorance over the years. And it's what's happening in Burns, Oregon. We're starting to see how people, outsiders from the United States, are raping the American Constitution. So Chris Ann Hall comes to town. And in 2 days, she's got everybody absolutely fired up. Over almost 1,000 people attend her two meetings on the 17th and 18th. All of a sudden, boom, the wildfire is on. People of Harney County, there's only 7,000 people, are starting to pick up, well, you know, this Constitution thing, what about that? And it's spreading like wildfire. 2 days later, on the 20th, 2 days after Chris Ann Hall, Donna Hammond, who is not... You heard it on this show a couple of days ago. Donna Hammond, who is not related to the Hammond family, she gets up in front of about 500 people at the Armory and confronts Judge Stephen Gratzky, Sheriff David Ward, and other so-called constitutional authorities there, and denounces them, and the crowd's cheering her on. You can't have that kind of rebellion growing because these people are completely lawless figures. They're thugs. And they're doing the bidding of the One World Order, folks. It is a classic to hear that. It is a classic to see that. You can see it on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got it up. Judge Gratzky is stunned. 2 days after that, guess what? The governor, Governor Brown is her name. She gets up and says, we've got to have the feds come in and put a stop to this because it's growing like a prairie fire. Constitutionalism is growing like a prairie fire in Burns, Oregon. Get the picture? So last Tuesday night, on the 26th, what do? They ambush Ammon Bundy. And the rest is history now. And they murder him. And what do they do yesterday afternoon? Oh, they have to break out the crisis actors on the refuge, which is another cracked up story. Anyway, checking for time here. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to be hearing from, well, David Ward, the sheriff up there in Hammond County, and his impressions about what happened. Because, you know, he's the total buffoon. And again, this is yesterday at the set it up for you. This is yesterday. The FBI and everybody had all the law enforcement there had a meeting, and the meeting was kind of interesting. Press conference. They got up there and explained what happened, what didn't happen. But one thing is very, very clear and self evident. You're going to hear from the sheriff in his own words, basically saying he had to do what he had to do, and we don't need this armed rebellion. And it's really because of the Constitution. They had to do what they had to do, which means murder Lavoie Finicum. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a Patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Good morning, I'm Sheriff Dave Ward. I've been working on peaceful resolution to this problem since November 5th, when several of the individuals arrested yesterday came into my office. They had ultimatums that I couldn't meet. I'm here to uphold the law. I'm disappointed that a traffic stop yesterday that was supposed to bring peaceful resolution to this ended badly. Multiple agencies, law enforcement agencies, put a lot of work into putting together the best tactical plan they could to take these guys down peacefully and find some resolution to these issues that we're going through in our community. It didn't have to happen. We all make choices in life. Sometimes our choices go bad. The occupation at the refuge and the actions of some of the folks down there have created a lot of stress in our community. It hasn't just been isolated to the refuge. I think that's a point that gets missed quite a bit. Some of these folks have spent a lot of time in town trying to stir some issues within the community. If it was as simple as just waiting out some folks down there to get out of some buildings, we could have waited a lot longer. But this has been tearing our community apart. It's time for everybody in this illegal occupation to move on. There doesn't have to be bloodshed in our community. If we have issues with the way things are going in our government, we have a responsibility as citizens to act on those in an appropriate manner. We don't arm up. We don't arm up and rebel. We work through the appropriate channels. This can't happen anymore. This can't happen in America, and it can't happen in Harney County. Thank you.
Well, standing side by side with David Ward there, just a little note, if you have an opportunity to go to agenda21radio.com and see the visual there, is Judge Stephen Gratzky. In fact, he's in a purple shirt, and as you watch the video roll on, the judge who appointed David Ward, get it? The judge has to come up and stand. You see him actually visually move to across the screen to his left to stand right next to him. So it's very, very, and then as he is done, Stephen Gratzky moves back to the other side. It's very interesting to watch that little play. But let's talk about what happened here. The best tactical plan. They came up with the best tactical plan. Isn't that interesting? They came up with the best tactical plan. Best tactical plan, which meant that you had dozens of officers from the Oregon State Police. You had, I called it the bad FBI showed up at the very last minute. We understand that the bad FBI showed up there. It wasn't normally the good FBI, the Comey FBI, but, you know, the FBI is factional right now. It's fractured. And we've been talking about that. You have the good FBI and you have the bad FBI. And that's basically what you have in all of the U.S. government right now, that sort of thing. So the bad FBI shows up to support Oregon State Troopers and Oregon State Police, I'm sorry, in Harney County for this planned assassination. So they have a tactical plan to bring peaceful resolution. So a tactical plan to bring peaceful resolution means you have dozens of officers all with machine guns, and you kill unarmed people. That's the tactical plan. It didn't have to end this way. Oh, and the other thing, too, this whole thing has been tearing our community apart. That's my point. There's the Prairie Fire. They couldn't handle it. And in the videos and all the other things, if you take a look at what is going on there, it's clear they can't handle the Constitution. They can't handle the truth that's coming out about their own behavior. Now, remember, it was this Sheriff Ward who worked for the BLM. It was this Sheriff Ward who testified against the Hammonds. It's this Sheriff Ward that was appointed by Judge Gratzky. Get my drift. Their boy had to do their bidding yesterday in that press conference, and apparently they did it well with all the smiles behind with the people that are standing behind David Ward. All the smiles on law enforcement's faces, there are all the smirks, because they killed a patriot. They killed a constitutionalist. You see, law enforcement, when they turn rogue like this, they hate people who study the Constitution. We're constitutionalists. It's kind of like we're communist to them. Homegrown terrorism to them. Which, of course, is not the truth. They're the terrorist. They're doing the bidding of the one world order. And do they even understand their oath? That's another question. It's pretty evident. In fact, Donna Hammond, in her presentation, outed them for not understanding their own oath. They don't understand their own oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution, not to abuse the Constitution. They don't even know that, though. You know, I do have to say, and I know more and more people in law enforcement are becoming aware of their oath, and I appreciate that, and even in the military, people are starting to wake up about the oath of office. But I worked with people when I was in education that I was pretty it was pretty clear to me they didn't understand their constitution. They didn't understand their own oath of office. You know, and that's the way it is with these people. They don't care about their oath of office. They don't understand it. Oh, yeah, I took that because I had to be sworn in. That's it. Okay. But what does it mean? What do those words mean? Protect and defend the Constitution. What does that mean to these people? Well, it must mean, at least to what we see here to David Brown, or David Ward, what it means to him is kill constitutional Americans. And, you know, how you just can't support the notion. The argument is just so moot here, and it's so obvious, it's so plain what is going on here, given the declaration by the governor, given all these problems and concerns. FBI profilers on Fox News the other day, I couldn't believe it. They were talking about how they had to contain the problem. The problem being people learning about the Constitution. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is a First Amendment issue. How do you contain freedom of speech, right? That's really what they're talking about. That's why they had to take out LaVoy Finicum. Stay with us. More to come.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
He's like, we're going to talk to the sheriff right now. He's like, you guys can follow us there, that's fine. He's like, but we're talking to the sheriff. He said, either you can put a bullet through my head right now and get it over with, or we're going to talk to the sheriff. And And they were like, no. And so then they're like stepping it up, and a bunch more guys are coming out, and they're all pulling their guns out. And they were like, we have women in the car. We have, because there's me and this other lady in the car that I don't know real well. But anyways, we have women in the car. They're like, get the women out of the car. Get the women out of the car. And they're saying they're going to shoot. And Ryan Payne was like, he was in the front seat. Ryan Payne is amazing. He is incredible. But anyhow, so he was like, he said, he put his hands out the window. He was trying to talk to them. He's like, he wanted the guy to just, he was like, I don't know if it's worth it. He's like, so he put his hands out the window and he said, we have women in the car, at least let the women get out. And he stuck his head out and they shot at him, but they missed him. Or like, he ducked just in time. So they didn't hit him. And then they're like, oh, they mean business. They're going to shoot us. And so Ryan decided to get out of the car and try to go talk to them. And so he gets out of the car, and then the guy tried to, like, talk to them. The driver was like, I'm just going to drive. So I'm just going to talk to the sheriff. And he's like, so either shoot me now or leave us alone. And they were just like, turn the car off and put your hands up on it. So finally, he decided to just drive. So we all got down on the floorboard, and he took off, and then they started firing at us. They were shooting us a bunch of times, and then they had a roadblock set up, and so he ran into a snowbank, and they were, like, riddling the car with bullets. And then, they, like, when we crashed, they stopped for a second. He got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, unless, he's like, just shoot me, then. This is what you want, just shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. They shot him, like, right there, because he was just walking with his hands in the air, and I thought, I swear to God, he was just walking with his hands in the air, and they shot him, dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him three more times, and then they bombarded our vehicle with bullets. Ryan got hit in the shoulder. We were laying there on the floorboard screaming, and they gassed us, like, five times, and they kept trying to shoot us, and their angle was bad, so I don't know. We were praying, like, so hard. And we were screaming, like, stop, please, stop, please, stop. And they were just riddling us with bullets. They kept gassing us over and over. And we couldn't breathe because of the gas. And we were trying to find something white so that we could put a white flag out. And then I was trying to see, because Ryan knew he got hit in the shoulder. So he was like, well, I don't think it's too bad, though. So we were just trying to find a way to get out there. And then they, hold on a second. I'm waiting for them to call me back.
Listen, Victoria, I recorded your testimony.
Okay.
All right, because if anything happens to you, I think it's really important to have that.
All right.
Okay, so let's just get this clear. Mr. Finnicum's hands were in the air when he was shot.
Yes.
Was he standing?
He was shown face up. I mean, his hands were still up after he was dead.
Okay, they shot him and he went down, then they shot him again on the ground?
Yeah, they shot him like at least six times.
The newspaper reports are just saying that three shots were fired, but that's not true.
No, are you kidding me? They shot at least 120 shots probably all together.
Okay.
They were shooting the car, like, a lot.
What side of the windows were the windows blown out on, the left or the right side?
Left.
Left side, okay. And
they kept hitting the right, they kept hitting the right side of the car too, but they didn't blow, like, the windows didn't come out. Like, they were hitting the metal instead of the glass.
Okay. And so not one shot was fired by anybody in the car or by a LaVoy?
No. No one even touched their gun.
No one touched their gun.
No one pulled their gun out. No one touched the gun. We had no rifles. A couple of the guys had sidearms on, but no one touched them. They had, in fact, they had their hands out the windows to show that they were not firing. They weren't nothing.
Okay, so when...
Nothing was...
When
we showed no aggression at all.
When Ryan Bundy was shot, both his hands were out the window and his head was out the window?
No, at the time he was on the floor of the car because that was when they were shooting at our vehicle. we couldn't get out of the car or we would have been dead.
Right, okay. And so how many police vehicles how many vehicles would you say were involved in this encounter? FBI vehicles, et cetera?
You know, I didn't count. I was really shook.
That is Victoria Sharp, who is an 18-year-old girl who was on her way to John Day to sing, actually, for the Bundys and all the constitutionalists, having a meeting up there in Grant, Oregon. Well, John Day, which is Grant County, Oregon. You see, it was spreading, and they couldn't have that. In fact, the roadblock and so on, it was all set up before they could cross county lines. Isn't that nice? And it was an ambush. Clearly, it was an ambush. It's an ambush when you have snipers in the trees. Just think about that. It's an ambush when you have hundreds of men out there shooting at little girls in cars and killing someone with their hands up and then shooting them when they're on the ground dead. That's called an ambush. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And many, many thanks to Jim White, colleague of ours here on Agenda 21 Radio, for getting that information out to everybody. Northwest Liberty News, Jim White is a true patriot, and Bill Kozlowski, one of his personal friends, who is personal friends of the Sharp family, and that brave little girl, 18-year-old girl, who was just hitching a ride with Finnecombe and the rest of them to go up to that meeting about the Constitution up there in the other county. Now, here's the backdrop. One of the things that they were going to do is they were going to go up there to form a citizens grand jury to investigate what's going on in Oregon. And the sheriff in that county is a constitutional sheriff who was in support of the Bundys. Do you think that they wanted to stop that? Do you think they wanted to stop that? You bet they wanted to stop that, and that's why they ambushed them. And now the refuge is empty, except for, are you ready for this? Crisis actors. Crisis actors have entered the scene. And you have all this buffoonery that's being produced out there by the federal government showing how, well, ill-mannered militia folks are and how ill-mannered these people are. It's all over Drudge. Remaining Oregon protesters issued death threats. This is a free-for-all, Armageddon. None of that's true, because that isn't the Bundy group. The Bundy group has left the refuge, and what we have now are the crisis actors of the federal government. And we have them on tape, too, signing their talent releases. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? You see how evil this government truly is. Crisis actors. Gee, where have we heard of crisis actors before? Maybe Sandy Hook? Oh, I can't believe that. And Paul, you said Sandy Hook is a hoax. That's because it is a hoax. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, now more than ever, stay strong, America. Stay strong. And believe this. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Numana Foods. Be a Preston prepper and prepare today with Numana Foods. Visit agenda21radio.com and link to Numana Foods. Be a patriot prepper.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month. fire my boss and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income4.com to learn how. Income4.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income4.com.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.